Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur, where we've been discussing the inyan of Kinyan Arba Amis. We saw the Avnei Miluim, who asked if, according to the Ramban, that the reason you're divorced, a woman's divorced when the get goes within her Arba Amis, is, even though Minat Torah it's not Kona, but it's because of Kol Demekadesh Yadayin Derabbanan Mekadesh. Then how does it work with Kiddushin? You can say that the rabbis annul the marriage when the get goes within her Arba Amis, but how does it work with Kiddushin? That it should also be a valid Kiddushin when the Kiddushin goes in her Arba Amis. There's no svara of Kol Demekadesh Yadayin Derabbanan Mekadesh that they can annul a marriage. The rabbis can't make a Kiddushin Daraisa when it's only Derabbanan. They can only say that there wasn't a marriage in the first place because you're only getting married al das chachamim. But how do they make the marriage into a daraisa? So that's the kasha. So explains Rav Nosson Zatzal and the Nosson Pirio that lechor we can say b'pshitus that even if the kedushin is not kedushin min haTorah, but if she's makabel kedushin from somebody else, she's not mekudeshes because the person is the second guy is mekadisher is only mekadisher adaita derabbanan. And the rabbi said that a woman who's makabel kedushin out of the Arba Amis isn't the miskadish to someone else, so the second guy's kedushin isn't a good kedushin. So it would turn out that this svar of called a makadish, a taita derabbanan makadish, would even work in kedushin of Dalet Amis, and so writes the Makna and the Kunshe Sacharon, Siman Lametes Sif Dalet, but it's still shvach, because it turns out that if she's makabel kedushin with Dalet Amis, and then she was mizane, she's not chayevis misa, because in the Torah there's no kedushin, and this we didn't find. So therefore it would appear as follows. Says Rav Nosson, we see in Kiddushin Daf Chesam at Beis, a man says to a woman, Iskatshili b'manav, Amar Tunem al Gabisil, a man says, marry me with a mana. And she says to him, you know what I want you to do? I want you to put it on a rack. I want you to put this Kiddushin on a rack, and in such a way, we'll be married. So the Gemara says, Ima Yasel Shalom Mekudeshis, Takuf, the cell is hers. The rack belongs to her, then she's mekudeshes. What about if the seller belongs to both of them, asks the Gemara? The Gemara answers, take Rashi says that if this the rack was hers, chatzera shaladim konolot, if she was makabalit, frektosis, if that's the case, what's the shayla of seller shal shneim? It's pashit that that she's not kona because it's a chatzir shal shneim. That wouldn't be good because then it still belongs to him also. It's no good. So the answer is it's because it's not tali b'kinyan chatzera. When it's hers, she has smichus das. When it's not hers, she doesn't rely on it. She doesn't have smichus das. And the shayla bat sel shal shneim is, does she have smichus das or not? That's Tosis's take on the Gemara. It's not tali in making a kinyan chatzera or not, but it's tali in smichus das. You see that by Kiddushin, the woman doesn't have to be kind of the Kesef Kiddushin. It's enough if the Kesef is in a place that she's Sumich Das, that she can be Nana from the Kesef. Because Sel Shel Shneim is not Kona for her. Nevertheless, if she is Smichus Das, she's Mikudesh. So the same would apply when he gives the Kesef Kiddushin in her Arba Amis, and Chachamim say that nobody's allowed to take it, only the woman's allowed to take it. So even though she wasn't Kona the Kesef Medina Kinyanim, nevertheless, since she had smichus das, that she's going to be nana from this kesef, nobody can take this money, and therefore she's a mekudeshes. And even though we didn't have her based in hefker, she wasn't yet kona the kesef, because based in can't be makne kesef, they can only be mafki according to some rishonim, like we saw earlier in the previous shiurim. Nevertheless, she's mekudeshes because she has smichus das. Only by get, we need to come onto the svarav called the mekadesh, adaita derabbanan mekadesh, because there we require that the get should come into her rishus, we require benasim biyadin, since she wasn't kone. The dalet amis min haTorah, so there's no benasim biyadin min haTorah. And therefore the Ramban had to say, she's mekudesh, so it's called the mekadesh, adaita derabbanan mekadesh. But when it comes to kiddushin, we don't need to come on to there is no svarav called the mekadesh, adaita derabbanan mekadesh, to make kiddushin daraisa. So here we have the svarav tosfos. That pshat is that she has smichus das. The rabbis say nobody else can touch it, and therefore it's the money isn't coming into her. It's not a formally a kinyan, but it's enough that it's that she knows she's going to be nana from the money, that she could be considered married. The Tosarid in Kiddushin Daf Chesam and Aleph writes when she says Tinama Gabi Sela Uvukuli Mimamra Vekadish Anilucha Mirali Dhimakudeshes Tabuchol Lev Kamrale Uvukhom Makum Shitne Butsivuya Kilus Sambi Yadadami Mirali Duhuadin Lagabi Get Maya Baila Nosin Lagita Varmala Sim Osa Gabi Sela Zo Agabi Karka Vizgarish Megureshi Siu Kilus Sambi Yadadami Kilu nasna biyoda domi, abok shomeres hilabal, teneo leploni viscadish lecha, kilu nasna biyoda domi, vafu pishalom minso so ploni, shliach le kabola havi mikudeshes, vachen le gabi get. Ad kan loshan etosisrit. Tosisrit is a big chiddish, and that is that by gerishin, the get doesn't have to come to Rosh Hashayisha, doesn't have to come to the hand of her shliach. When the woman tells him to put it in a certain place, she's divorced. When she says put it on the karka, it's like you put it in her hand. So this shita requires a lot of discussion. He says, the beginning, if she says, that kadesh ani lecha, she's mekudeshes. She says, tenei magavisel, kadesh ani lecha. Because he's following her wishes. So it's like you put it in her hand. And who din lagabi get, if she tells him where to put it? And then he follows her wishes, she's divorced. That's a huge chiddush. So that wouldn't be enough to explain why putting a get within her Dalet Amos is enough. Because if she says, Lahedya to the husband, put this get in my Arba Amos, then that would be effective. And even if it's not in her Arba Amos, according to the Tosafot, it would be effective if she tells him to put it on a specific karka. But when the Baal gives her a get Baal Korcha in her Dalet Amos, there you need the Svaras of the other Rishonim as to why it would work. Called the Makadish, that the Rabbana Makadish, or other reasons. You need other svaras because she didn't tell him to do it. Tosafot Rit says if she tells him where to put it and he puts it there, she's married or divorced. But let's say she didn't tell him. Now, in the previous shiurim, we saw Das HaRamba, that Hefker based in Hefker is only effective to be Mafkia Kinyan, but not to be Makne to others. And therefore, it doesn't help to make the Arabams like her Chatzer, because the rabbis can't give it to her. Rabbis can only say that it's not his. That's the Ramban. However, it would appear that the Ramban holds that the union of Hefker based in Hefker is not shayach b'dinei kinyanim at all. Because this din was only said when it's a siyag, when it's a geder. Like Rashi writes in Gittin, Lamed Vav, by Prusbul, Masrani lechem, the yesh koyach b'yodim lafkiya memoino shel zeh v'litei lezeh, v'makom sheish siyag v'takana, the rabbis have koyach of hefker beiz and hefker, if it's a siyag, Lamed Vav, Lamed Beiz, v'makom siyag v'he geder, there's some sort of fence, some sort of need. Mishnah Lemelech, Perak Dalet, Mimal Vavaloiv, Alocha Yudalet. We only say Hefker based in Hefker. Even by Surei Daraisa, where there's Migdor Milsa, like Prusbul, people wouldn't lend each other money. But Stam Kinyanim, there's no Migdor Milsa, there's nothing that we're trying to fix. So there's no Hefker based in Hefker. And therefore, that we were mitaken the Kinyan Arba Amis, which is Medine Kinyanim, you can't say Hefker based in Hefker. And even though the takana was in order that they don't quarrel, that's not included in migdar milsa to isurim that we normally have, that they shouldn't be over on an iser. Just here it's not necessarily usur to quarrel over money. And therefore the Ramban never even mentioned hefker based in hefker. That was our svara. So that the chamur mitakin is kinyanim. Hainu shanu chayavim l'shmoya dibrei chachamim midin lo sasser midin kochol asher yarucha v'zeu chovis gavra. Aval kinyin derabbanan eino osa shinu b'etzim achevtze b'eni yotze mirushus l'rushus. At the chachamim we're attacking these kinyanim is because we have to listen to the chachamim lo sasser, that's a chovis gavra, but it doesn't make a shinu in the etzim achevtze and it doesn't go from rushus to rushus. And therefore Rashi writes, b'metzir yuzam b'beis, ein acher rashay l'tofsa. It doesn't say that the person's kinyan in arvamis, just that nobody else is allowed to take it. Now it's a din on the gavra that he's not allowed to take it. But the person who's standing within the Arab Amis is not Zeicha b'min HaTorah Ad Shiyaseh b'kinyan HaMoyel min HaTorah. Zeh she'oimed b'soich Arab Amis is not Zeicha b'min HaTorah to make a kinyan HaMoyel min HaTorah. And therefore the Ramban was compelled to say that Arab Amis is effective by a get is only because it's called a Mekadesh Adaita Durabbanan Mekadesh. So it's not because of Hefker based in Hefker, but it's because of called a Mekadesh Adaita Durabbanan Mekadesh. And the rabbi said that within Arba Amos, if the get goes within Arba Amos, we are going to annul the marriage. So we still have to explain that we said that Kinyan Arba Amos is not kone to the person in who's standing within the Arba Amis, just nobody else is allowed to take it. But the person standing within the Arba Amis isn't kone unless he does a Maisa Kinyan, like he lifts it up. So we have to be ma'ayin from the Gemara Nidarim. There it says in Lamed Dalet Amid Beis that if a person had a kikar shel hefker, he had a loaf of bread which was hefker, and he said that this kikar is hekdesh, and he said that this kikar is hekdesh, not lo la'ocha, and he takes it to eat, he did me'ila. And the Ran explains that the kikar was in his Arba Amis, shekonos lo b'chol makom, k'mo b'magbiya metzira l'chavero konel chavero. Even though he was never konet, nevertheless, just like he wasn't kind of the Metziah for himself, he's koned for his friend. So to the kikar and his Arba Amis, he could be makdashit even though he's never koned. So lechor it's shver. Mishlam agbiya metziah lechaber, shaper koned chaber, we understand why his friend is koned. Because if he wants, he could be koned for himself, so he can also be koned for his friend. He did a maisa hagbah, and this maisa hagbah is good for him, it's good for his friend. But if he had a kikar of hefker and his Arba Amis, he was never koned for anything. There's never a maisa kinyan. Arba Amis doesn't make a kinyan. Arba Amis just means that nobody else can take it. But it doesn't mean that you yourself are kone. So how does it work? It could be makdish this kikar that's within his Arba Amis. So it would appear, says Rav Nosson Zatzal, based on the Chedushei Chasim Sofer and the Chuvis, and the Chedushim and the Chuvis, he's mechadish in Arachayim and Simen Kuf Pei, that a person could be makdish Isser Hanoa, and even though it's not included in Lochem, because Dafka by Lulav that it says Elokachtem Lochem, so you have to own it, and if it's in Isser Hanoa, there's no kinyan. But by carbon, it doesn't say that it has to. You have to own it. It just says you have to be makriv a carbon. El yakriv carbono below shel acher can't belong to somebody else. Makdish yirahas, not somebody else's. But if it doesn't belong to somebody else, even though it's not yours, there's no mute. So you see that linyan hekdesh, it doesn't need to be your kinyan. The ikar is it doesn't belong to somebody else. And now we understand very well that a person can be makdish a kikar, which is in his Dalet Amis. That a person can be makdish a kikar, b'soich arba amoysev. Da'af agav de lo kano. So he wasn't konit, it doesn't matter. The Chachamim asked anybody else from taking it. He's the only one allowed to take it. So it's correct that he wasn't konit, but he can still be makdish. Because the ikar is that it shouldn't belong to somebody else. And here nobody else can take it. Rav Nosson's marriage a little bit in this Nakuda. And he also brings the Ran and Gittin Ayin Ches that Arbaam says Kichatzero Akanawa Filo Menatara. So that would obviously explain how in his Arab Amis he could be Makdish. And there is a lot more to discuss about this sugya. And Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we should be zochet to life and health and be able to come back to it. But for now we will conclude and we will give ourselves a bracha that we should be zoche lilmod ulamed lishma v'lasa l'kaimus kol divrei salma tarasa v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.